Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
So welcome back to Project Independence in You, Community Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. I am your host, or among one of the hosts today, for this 10-year celebration of Project Independence in You. I'm Rebecca Miller, our co-host, Otto Loos, and of course, radio show producer, Christina Liu. We have some great guests, Evelyn Roth, who is the former commissioner of Project Independence and also established this fantastic radio show. We also have Kimberly Corcoran Galante, who is our commissioner currently, and I think she's in a vehicle, but you know, we will be able to communicate. And the lovely Paula Yule, who is the deputy commissioner for Project Independence and my partner, I always like to refer to her as, a friend forever, yes, Paula. Ever. So I know, Kimberly, you're en route somewhere. So where are you?
I promise. I am not driving. I found a lovely place with internet and stuff like that. So, but I did not want to miss this regardless of where I was, because it was wonderful hearing the history, because in so many ways I got to grow up with Project Independence, mm-hmm. and with the radio show, and just listening and seeing Evelyn and Paula and Rebecca and Otto and Christina and Dan. It's such a special time. And I'm a hugger, and all I want to do is just hug everybody, but evidently I have to keep my phone horizontal because Christina gave me all these rules and regulations. And if I start hugging, it might not work out. But this is just a decade, and I'm only 21 years old. So, you know,
that's Otto told me I was green as grass when we started. So I'm going to use that. I like that.
Well, I would say it was true.
We were all 10 years younger.
Yes. We were all, I had a much lighter, a different hairdo, as we all were talking about, but this is a special thing. A decade, you're double digits. This is amazing. And I'm just so happy that I'm in some way a part of this journey.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm honored. I feel like this is like getting an Oscar, an Emmy, a Tony, like to just have this like special moment with all of you together. So thank you. And I have to say, you're all just such special people, because, you know, I loved listening how this started as an idea from one of our residents, and a special resident who was part of one of our ambassadors for Project Independence, and what it has grown into. And you're very special people. And the fact that you come in every Friday into so many people's homes and to their heart and to their spirit, it's not an easy task. And I know it may be only 2 hours on a Friday, but I know it is hours of love and care that makes this happen each week. So I am so proud of everybody here. I love you guys so much. I am so impressed with the joy and love you guys bring each week.
Thank you so much, Kim. You know, the show is great. I mean, Christina, you are fabulous producer. Otto, we're all great, but it wouldn't be what it is without the programs and services and people and the Project Independence team and what we do, because we, you know, Project Independence's programming is really why we're here and what we promote and our partners. And so many of our partners we bring on, Paula, you have any kind of, I want to say, memorable moments with Project Independence in You, or anything that comes to mind? Just because we're celebrating an anniversary, something that you cherish. I know your one of your favorite memories is when we actually got to hire Christina. So, I mean, we could talk
thank you, Evelyn. That happened for us. Well, obviously, everything with Christina is my favorite moment. So we certainly could never find one. And I think I've talked about before on the show that we almost didn't find Christina because she came in as an intern from Adelphi University, her second year internship in her MSW degree. And Christina and I kept missing each other on the phone. And I kind of had said, I don't want to say finally, but the day came and I said, you know, one more try to reach this young lady, Christina, because at that point we had about five interns. We had a lot of interns to interview. I said, I'm going to try one more time and then she's going to have to go in the no pile because I have to move on. And luckily that last call connected me to Christina. Mm-hmm. And before we knew it, we were over in town hall in John Kamen's conference room with Evelyn and myself. And in came Christina like a ray of sunshine and energy and goodness and kindness. And she sat across from all of us. So to put her on the spot a little bit. And I will never forget Christina, you have to submit writing, like a writing sample, you know, before you become, when you're being interviewed. And I read Christina's writing sample and it just touched me. And I said, boy, if we can get this wonderful, fabulous new social worker in this new fabulous program that I can't even explain to Christina, you know, we're interviewing people saying, well, this is going to be something very different. you know, and but luckily, you know, Madge had already passed away. I can hear you, Beck.
I was going to say, when you asked her for a sample of writing, I thought you were going to say she gave you a scrapbook.
I know. Oh, that would be nice, though. But, you know, so Christina came in and very, very quickly, Ev would probably remember better. We had a very significant grant to write. Evelyn was our very beyond expert grant writer. And she asked Christina to help her. So Evelyn was in the seat I'm in now. Christina, we were across the hall. And we used to hear Christina across the hall. And it was great. And she'd go over. And I remember Christina laying out all the documents and like, we have to get this grant. And from that point on, everything Christina has done has been wildly successful. And look, we wouldn't be here, you know.
So, well, I have to say, all the compliments are fabulous. But, you know, I'm fortunate.
There were all these techie pieces that had to be done. Mm-hmm. And at that point, I was all thumbs on the computer. I had no idea what they were talking about. So I could write the pieces, but I couldn't put them together.
Right.
And Christina did that. You didn't tell the funniest thing about our interview with Christina, and I'm going to keep that a secret.
Okay.
Good.
But, you know, when I zoomed into the program, the supervisor was talking at the very end of her interview about communications.
Mm-hmm.
And this has been really the key to the success of Project Independence.
Mm-hmm.
And the centerpiece of our communications is, of course, the radio show, but we do the newsletter.
Right.
We, of course, have the 311 call center.
Right.
We have the advisory committees. We are in constant communication with the, and I'm saying we, like I'm still there, like I haven't been
quiet for 100 years.
And so I think that's really the key to the success of the program. And Christina helps us do a lot of that.
Yes.
Helps you guys.
Yeah, helps us. And, you know, the only other thing, Beck, to answer your question is what I've enjoyed through the years. First of all, John's not on our interview today, but John comes from a social work perspective. And when I would come on and talk, John was the host and Otto, and we get to talking, it's very rare you get to talk about your practice as a social worker, what it is we do, how do we go out in the field. So I would be able to come in and really talk about the good work the nurses and the social workers are doing, the real heart-to-heart work that we do in Project Independence. And this was really one of the only opportunities, other than when we get to go out and do community education a little bit, this was the opportunity I had to say, you know what, here's what we do. And if you need help, here's how you reach us. And John had so many interesting questions. And like Rebecca said earlier, it would go by so fast that you wouldn't even know, like, hey, wait a minute, I'm off already, you know. But and I also get to hear Christina all week working on producing this show. So when we say how much time it takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of time. And the quality of the guests that Christina brings in is really just amazing. So I learned something from her every week.
But that's what's great about the show. I always say it doesn't, like, you know, it's not just an interview and then, okay, close it. Great job.
Right.
You know, it really is something that broadens our Project Independence program as a whole. You know, the information we get, you know, and it's great because, you know, having these hour long interviews now, you could really get to the heart of, you know, the program or the issue or whatever it is. So to bring that information back to the team, I mean, I think everyone knows I'll come back and say, oh, I found this great resource, or I'll send it out, you know, to our social workers and nurses. It's really special because it's, you know, that's what Project Independence is these community connections and, right, and partnerships. So it's really fun to, you know, do that. And I know Otto loves to give me the task. If I found this person in a newspaper, can you find them? You know, so it's like fun. I get to be like a little bit of like Sherlock Holmes, you know, and find, well, track these people down.
Evelyn, you mentioned advisory committees. And I remember in the beginning, the only one we had was New Hyde Park. Mm-hmm. And then they said, okay, set them up wherever. And right, I remember going with you on the first meeting at every advisory committee.
That was your job.
And, yeah, basically doing a spiel on why you should, yeah, be a member, right, of the advisory committee. And I still believe that the advisory committee is a little different right now because of Zoom. And I'm hoping we do go back to live advisory committee meetings because friendships were developed from those meetings that are hard to do through Zoom, to be honest about it. And I do adapt to Zoom. Mm-hmm. But that was really getting the feet on the street back then, getting the word out, as you mentioned, communications within Great Neck, within Mineola, within Port Washington or wherever. It worked out to be a great way to get it going. And I believe most of these areas pre-COVID had a pretty active advisory committee. You know, and it's difficult now because they're kind of one big fat advisory committee and there's a little less chatter among the people that way as opposed to the way when it was live.
Otto, you know, I keep saying this, but it's true. Every great program idea that we implemented in Project Independence came out of an advisory committee meeting.
And that's a great way to go to break. We have to take a quick break. We'll continue celebrating Project Independence and you, 10-year anniversary, WCWP.org, 88.1 FM. We'll be right back.